Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you. I'm Kim St. Ange, filling in for Mark, who will return on Monday. Scott Jagow with me now, filling in for me.
Good morning.
Carl Middleman's here. Sue Thomas will be along here shortly. She's going to be tracking any sort of issues on the road. Some of you may have been up a little earlier than you would have liked because you heard the sirens going off. I know my family in St. Charles County, they were up around 4-something in the basement, I believe, because they heard the sirens. And I heard you talking about this in news, Scott, that the tornado warning in St. Charles, Missouri, St. Peter's, and Hazelwood, that expired about 8 minutes now ago. But the thunderstorms, the threat is still in this area.
But I just got a text from the city of St. Louis that says the tornado watch is good where we are right now until 8 o'clock in the morning.
Until 8, okay.
Yeah, I talked to the weather service a little bit ago, and they said these are pretty fast-moving storms, so hopefully they'll be out of here by 8 or 9 o'clock.
Yeah. And I mean, the drive in to downtown wasn't too bad. It looks like it has just started raining maybe within the last 20 minutes, but we are seeing some flashes of lightning, some thunder. You can see the wind moving around a little bit downtown. We're going to keep an eye on this as it goes through the area. But if you're looking on any of the local TV stations, they're wall-to-wall coverage here talking about this threat.
It's their Super Bowl.
I remember learning about the difference between a tornado watch and a tornado warning, because I think people tend to confuse the two. The watch meaning the conditions are right, that a funnel could form, so just be on guard. The warning means there's been a funnel or something along those lines that's been spotted somewhere in the area, so it's a more serious threat, and that's often when they'll say, hey, get in the basement.
Right.
So, hope everyone is safe, and if you did wake up early in St. Charles County, that area, because of the sirens, hopefully you're able to get some sleep here this morning. We have a lot going on. Things have really escalated between Hamas and Israel. We're going to be talking a lot about that today. Todd Pyro from Frox and Friends, he's joining us at 7:20. We have some more information about who's backing these anti-Israel protests. Scott, we were talking about that yesterday, because this is a very organized effort. This isn't some willy-nilly, you know, oh, let's just gather here at 5. You know, this is very, very organized.
Yeah, and I believe that the protesters, the ones that are not students, are actually probably getting paid.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I believe there's a lot of things that are going on that we would not even scratch the surface of. And then coming up at 8:35, we have Senator Nick Schroer. He's going to be talking about IP reform. We talk about that a lot. And I think there's a misunderstanding with it, because it can be kind of convoluted, understanding what exactly is IP reform, what does this mean, especially as they've now unfortunately collected enough signatures to likely get abortion on the ballot. And I say likely because the Secretary of State's office still has to certify those signatures. So we're getting to all of that later on today in the show. Right now, let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Basically, I have to watch every word I tell you people. You ask me a question, a simple question, I'd like to give it, but I can't talk about it.
That was Trump after court yesterday. The judge slapping another gag order violation on him, $1,000 fine for that. Trump says he's willing to sit in a jail cell if it means being able to protect free speech.
Will the United States continue to even function as a democracy? Or will we move to an authoritarian form of government?
There he is, Bernie Sanders. Mark does a way better impersonation of Bernie Sanders. 82.
No,
he doesn't. No? Okay. Well, thank you for the credit. 82-year-old Bernie Sanders says he is running for re-election, hoping to get elected for his fourth term in the U.S. Senate.
Kim Gardner resigned May 16th, just as Missouri Auditor Scott Fitzpatrick was about to go to court to force her to comply with his subpoena.
Now the Missouri Auditor is wanting your help, trying to find the former St. Louis Circuit Attorney. Kim Gardner says she needs to answer some questions about decisions that she made while she was in office and is nowhere to be found.
If you do so voluntarily, no charges will be placed against you. If you remain in the roadway and refuse to utilize the sidewalk, you will be placed under arrest.
That was the scene outside the Met Gala in New York City last night. Those pro-Palestine, anti-Israel, whatever you want to call them, protesters took to the streets, over 1,000 of them, actually. And they were using what you heard there saying, get out of the street. If you're in the street, we're arresting you, which they did. I saw a number of police arresting some of these protesters who clearly refused to leave. Well, once police cleared out that area, these protesters then decided to go to Central Park, where they then vandalized the First World War Memorial and burned the American flag.
Hmm. Yeah, it's getting out of hand.
We were talking earlier about what's developed here in the last 12, 24 hours between Israel and Hamas. So over the weekend, it seemed like that ceasefire deal was nothing. That Hamas didn't agree to it. So then Israel says, okay, we're invading Rafah. Then all of a sudden, Hamas says, no, we accept this deal. Well, now Israel has gone forward and they have moved into Rafah. They let everyone know they were dropping leaflets. They were using text messages and calling people, letting them know to the residents there, get out of this southern part of Gaza. That's where we're about to invade. And it turns out that the deal that Hamas supposedly accepted, Israel says it was nothing as far as the original agreement that they had agreed to. Like the one that they had set forth, it was not even close to that. So they said they're going to continue with operations. And Israel also said, we're going to send people over to try to mediate another deal. But right now, this doesn't even come close to the terms that we initially agreed to. I mean, a lot could happen here in the next little bit. The Biden administration is upset about what's going on, that they decided to move in. In fact, Joe Biden even had a conversation yesterday with Benjamin Netanyahu warning about invading Rafah. And Netanyahu's like, forget this. We're defending ourselves and we have a right to do that. And they warned everybody trying to get him out. I worry there's going to be even more protests today in light of what has just happened overnight.
Yeah, I expect that this is not going away anytime soon. And what was the information you had about the source, the funding of these protests?
That these are basically Biden donors, that they're donors who are known to pour money into the Biden campaign.
That are backing the protests?
That are backing the protesters.
Well, why would they do that and then Biden not come out on their side necessarily?
I just think Biden's so, he's so confused as to how to approach the situation because it's a political motive for him, I think, on this. I think he's not doing, in my opinion, what's best for the country, what's best for the United States, what's best for Israel, our ally in the Middle East. He's doing what he feels like is going to get him the most votes. So I think he's trying to straddle the line, and in turn, he's not really pleasing anybody. But I think that a lot of his backers, they're the Bernie Sanders, they're the AOCs of the world who are very into this whole idea of cut all ties with Israel, support more or less Hamas.
Mm. I still am of the mind that there's an Arab source behind this and that it's, an anti-Semitic thing more than Biden donors.
I think I'm sure there is an element to that, because how else would you be so willing to pour money into this? Like you said, a lot of these signs are matching the tent. I mean, just to get the tents out there would be a lot to try to get all those to all the students.
Yeah, and the guy we had on yesterday was saying that there's millions of dollars being poured into universities by Middle East sources. Mm-hmm. So this totally jibes.
Yeah.
It matches up.
I just feel so sad for the Columbia University students. Their main graduation ceremony canceled. Now they're going to have smaller graduations. Families coming in from around the world, spending all this money, and then come to find out they can't even have the graduation ceremony that they thought they would have and, quite frankly, deserve. And these are the same students who likely had a virtual ceremony or whatever the case may be back 4 years ago during COVID. So these protesters, it's just gotten completely out of hand. All right, coming up after the break, we have to talk about this Kim Gardner story. I mean, this is wild. The fact that the state auditor had to call a press conference to try and track this woman down. He's giving people a phone number, a whistleblower hotline to call because he cannot find this woman anywhere. We're going to talk about that first. We want to get to our national anthem. Who is it today?
So today, Kim, this woman is going to be at the factory on Saturday night. The one, the only, Patti LaBelle.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That includes how she was spending money and whether policies were being followed.
We have identified instances of inappropriate expenditures. We've identified issues of mismanagement, and those are the things that we want to speak with Kim Gardner about.
The audit actually began in 2021, before Fitzpatrick ever even took office. It was part of a citywide audit the Board of Aldermen requested back in 2018.
And in that time, every report has been completed, more than 20 in total, with the exception of one.
So you heard the Missouri auditor, Scott Fitzpatrick, there. Yesterday, he held a press conference calling on the public to help them find the former St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner. He's like, we've never really had to do this because it's never been so incredibly difficult to track somebody down. It is insane the length that they have gone trying to get a hold of her. They were trying to serve a subpoena, and she's basically dodged them left and right, can't get a hold of her. So remember, she resigned back in, I think it was May of 2023. And supposedly on the day that Fitzpatrick was going to go to court to force her to comply with the subpoena, to turn over these documents, to help get some clarification on things that happened while she was in office, that's all of a sudden when she decides to announce her resignation. But Fitzpatrick's like, look, this her resigning does not mean that we're going to end this probe. We're going to continue looking into what happened with her administration. So now, again, he's wanting the public's help. He says, if you know where she is, here's this whistleblower hotline. Email us and let us know. He says over the last several months, they have sent a letter, contacted multiple attorneys she's worked with over the years, contacted former colleagues, made dozens of calls, and even stopped by any addresses that they had that were at all connected to Kim Gardner, and nothing. So now they're having to turn to the public. And I can tell you that when I was working at Channel 4, Kim Gardner was the master at dodging media. Oh my gosh. I remember, I don't even recall what the story was, but we were sitting outside her office, and we, this is creepy, we knew which car she had because there were enough stories done about her, because there was a lot of issues with mismanagement, just questionable things were happening under her leadership.
Yeah.
And she, people, her colleagues saw us sitting out there and must have gone in and told her. So hours pass and no Kim Gardner. Turns out she had gone out a different exit and must have had someone pick her up. Like called, like, Mom, could you pick me up? Didn't want to talk to us.
And she just left her car there?
Left her car there.
Wow.
Hours later, it must have come back overnight or something and picked the car up. And that's not just my story. I can tell you my coworkers, my former coworkers at Channel 4 will tell you the exact same thing.
Well, it just tells you the type of person that she is in terms of her lack of accountability in her office. She just wanted to do whatever she wanted to do. Damn the consequences. It didn't matter. And she wasn't going to be held accountable by the public, by the media, by anyone.
Have you experienced any of that with her?
Not personally, no. But I know the difficulty. I remember when Kevin Killeen was in the news conference when everything was going down. What was this? Not last year, 2 years ago, was it? Has it been that long since?
I can't remember. I'm losing track of time. There's been so much that's happened.
Anyway, yeah, I guess it has been. And Killeen was in the press conference trying to ask a question, and he was just getting shouted down by her people. And it was just brutal. Like, her people just attacked, like pit bulls.
It's like they were trained to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
This is how you handle the situation. What I do appreciate is that Fitzpatrick says they're going to release this report by the end of this year, whether she cooperates or not. But his point is she owes the public answers. We deserve to get a better understanding from her perspective what happened with all these allegations of mismanagement. In fact, they said they've found evidence of mismanagement, of inappropriate expenditures, all sorts of things. So they're going to keep trying, and they're hoping that the public can help. So if you have at all seen Kim Gardner, which, by the way, I thought she was a nurse.
Well,
at some local hospital. Clearly, that's not a thing because I believe they've reached out to those hospitals.
Of course
so
they have.
So I'm no longer working as a nurse, I guess. I don't know. But someone asked, they said, do you even think that she's in the state? He said, we don't even know. We have no idea.
Yeah.
This woman is like the master of disguise. My gosh. She's good at what she does. I'll tell you that if you're saying what she does is avoiding everybody that wants to ask her any questions. My gosh. All right, but we come back. It is Scott on the Spot. I'm Kim St. Ange, filling in for Mark Cox.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Not Kim on a whim, but Scott on the Spot.
All right, this Kim Gardner thing got me thinking about something. I listened to this podcast a while ago. It was by a Wired reporter who, a few years ago, tried to disappear. And he made it a contest. He said, I'll give you $5,000 if you can find me within a month. So he went on the lam, and it was just the whole idea was how hard or easy is it to disappear in this day and age when we have surveillance cameras everywhere and cell phones everywhere and just the technology that links everyone to, you know, cashless society, etc.
Yeah.
So he said, all right, I want to see how far I can get, how long I can stay hidden. And so he spent a month trying to evade these people who kind of became a collective. They worked together. And he didn't realize they were going to do that, but they did. And it's just a fascinating story. You can find it online about he almost made it, but he did not make it. He got caught.
How many days?
I think it was close to the end of the month. Okay. Maybe like he made it like 3 weeks-ish. But it just goes to show you how difficult it is to disappear. So the state auditor saying they can't find Kim Gardner makes me wonder how much how many resources are they using? What kind of resources are they using? I was reading an article where they talked to a private investigator who wouldn't give his name, but he says probably about 97% of people are easy to find based off the data that we have access to. We're being monitored constantly.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if they're using the right folks to try to get Kim Gardner. I mean, like private investigators who have these tools, things they can do to try to get, try to find her.
Well, no, I think that's an interesting point because you're right. I mean, there's so many ways to track people down these days. I mean, is she using some burner phone? Like, to what lengths has she gone to try to be on the run? I really do wonder if she's even in the state of Missouri right now. But if they're trying to serve her a subpoena, would they be pinging her phone, right? Like, would they be pinging her location on her phone?
I don't know. Apparently not, because they don't know where she is.
Unless she's not even using a phone, which I have a hard time believing, because surely she would need that to get in touch with somebody, family or something.
Or she's using a different phone, or she's using a burner phone, as you said.
If we find out that she's using a burner phone, I mean, seriously. Like, she wants to avoid this that bad. What does that tell you?
Yeah, I mean, she's got something to hide.
That's why I wonder about these criminals who go in and commit these crimes. And it's like they have to know that they're on camera, because so many homes have Ring cameras or something similar to that. All these stores, especially like the Walmarts, whatever big box store, they're going to have surveillance cameras. And they don't care. They have to know that their face is going to be plastered all over that camera nowadays.
Yeah, absolutely. But I just find the whole subject fascinating.
I do,
too. People who disappear. I mean, it's been done. People have successfully disappeared. Neil Conan from NPR, his father vanished for 12 years.
Wow. When was that?
Years ago.
Before, you mean
but
everything?
But it was probably before
right, everything
all the
now
technology.
That we have.
Now, it's got to be much more difficult. But I also, you know, I'm just kind of fascinated by the whole idea of people disappearing in general. People who go missing.
Mm-hmm.
All the time, people go missing.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of those people are probably dead because they were, you know, murdered or whatever.
Right.
But I'm talking about people who just vanish into thin air, and then there's no trace of them at all. I mean, I don't even know how that's possible, but it is, and it happens all the time.
Yeah, I remember there was a case I covered when I was working in Tennessee, and it was some guy who would like, he was a teacher, and he took a student and like kidnapped her or something like that. And they were, I think, having some sort of an inappropriate relationship.
I
can't remember his name.
But they went to California.
But they went to California, and that's where they found him. And weren't they like some weird, like
remote area?
But it was like not a group home. I'm trying to think of
like a convent. No, convent.
They became nuns.
Commune.
Thank you. Not a convent.
It was quite a trip for them.
Yeah, commune.
And that someone there recognized them, right, and turned them in.
Right.
But you almost have to go, like, live in the woods, because otherwise, if you go to something like that, people are plugged in enough, and if your face is plastered all over the news, people are going to recognize you, unless you're wearing a disguise, which I'm sure some people do. Like, even celebrities will wear disguises out sometimes just to run an errand because they don't want to deal with the obnoxious paparazzi.
Well, listening to this reporter, he was talking about just things you don't think about. For example, when you disappear, you still are the same person, personality-wise. You still have the same hobbies and loves. So he said, I'm a huge soccer fan, and I knew that the people chasing me would know that I would want to go to this particular soccer match, and he did. And he disguised himself, and he got in and out. But his point was, I didn't last much longer after that. I got caught.
Yeah. That is so interesting.
Because then they knew the general area he was in. And so, I don't know. It's interesting to talk about this.
It'd be cool to expand on that experiment and to have, like, okay, say 10 people are going to go out and they're going to do their best to try to disappear. And they use different methods of doing it and you see which one is most effective. I don't know. I think all of that is really fascinating.
I feel like maybe there was a TV show like that at one point. I know. It would be a good TV show.
What was that?
I swear there was one. No, there was one. There was a reality show at some point where the people disappeared and they had people trying to find them.
Oh, I
detectives.
Think you're thinking about, like, what's that show, Naked and Afraid or whatever? They go in the woods.
No,
that's more of
that.
A survival story, though.
No, it
though.
Was not that. It's not that. It was a different show.
What's that movie with, was it Ben Affleck?
Gone Girl.
And doesn't she obviously changes her appearance, which I feel like a lot of the criminals, if they're on the run, will do something to alter their appearance. I thought that was a fascinating story.
It was. And then there was a real life example of it afterwards.
It took place in Missouri.
What, the real life one did?
No, the movie.
Oh, yeah.
The book. It was a book first.
Yes.
Right. But then there was a real life example of it, and they were calling this woman Gone Girl.
Oh, I think I remember that.
And it was wrong. I mean, they were wrong about her. Like, she didn't do anything bad, but she was being vilified. And it's a great story. There's a documentary about it out now. I'll have to look it up. But anyway, I'm fascinated by this subject and the fact that Kim Gardner is in the wind. I don't think it should be hard to find her. It shouldn't be this hard.
So we need a collective of people.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. A lot of these property, they're public property records. You can look up a lot of information about people. So I have to wonder, I mean, wouldn't they be able to see, did she sell her house? Did she? Well, obviously, if she did that, they'd be able to track her. But I guess my point is, they're saying they've gone to these homes where she's been known to live and stay. And I mean, wouldn't they be able to do something that's even public record? But I would have to imagine that they're pinging her cell phone records at this point, or maybe you can't do that. See, I don't know where the line is on that when it comes to these investigations, if they're trying to serve a subpoena.
Yeah, I don't know either. But I do think that if people really, really wanted to find her, they should be able to do it.
Well, they'd say if you know where Kim Gardner is, if you happen to pass her at the grocery store when you're picking up your groceries at Deerberg's, call the whistleblower hotline. We can put it up on Facebook, maybe. It's 1-800-347-8597. I know none of you remember that number I just mentioned, but I'm just letting you know. They've actually given out a number to call if you happen to see her. I'm going to go ahead and say don't try to stop her and tackle her if you see her. By whatever means necessary, bring us Kim Gardner. He didn't say that. I made that up.
Yeah, you did.
But seriously, I would like to know where she is, because this woman just loves to dodge any sort of tough question. My gosh, that woman is a genius when it comes to that. All right, after the break, we're talking about one of the, well, I'd say most popular businesses, one of the biggest businesses arguably in the world, is all of a sudden having a major sales drop. And they're saying that this could be in part related to the Israel-Hamas war. We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. So during the commercial break, Scott and I were talking about how that guy who did the experiment where he tried to disappear for a month did it. What were you saying, the method he used?
Well, things he would do, he would use an ATM machine to get cash. So he had cash, but he would use it in a city, and then he would get on a plane right away and go to another city. So people would think, he's in L.A. Nope, now he's in New Orleans. So, and then he had cash. So I think he kept doing that. And again, when you have a collective of people working, you know, more minds, it begins to get harder. It gets harder to stay hidden.
Yeah. Well, and you also have to be wealthy enough to be able to afford all the tickets, right? If you're going to, if you're just driving, it's easier to track you because you're going to take a lot longer to get there. You're on the interstate. You've got your license plate. And I mean, obviously you could keep swapping out cars. You know, is Kim Gardner carjacking people? And
no, it's just, if you're poor, it's much harder to disappear than if you're wealthy.
I would probably agree with that. Okay, so before the break, I mentioned this story about this business that's having a pretty big drop in sales, and that is Starbucks. The Starbucks sales supposedly have fallen this year for the first time since the pandemic. In fact, it looks like the stock price for Starbucks dropped about $15 in 2 days, which is pretty substantial. It's interesting, and I bring this up because the current boss believes that part of this relates to the Israel-Hamas war. So these pro-Palestinian protesters are supposedly boycotting Starbucks. Now, what's weird is when I was reading online about this, I found an article that talked about how Starbucks decided to close all of its locations in Israel, which people were upset about. So, but then Starbucks, of course, is like, no, we've had nothing to do with this and we're not even getting involved and we don't ever get involved in this sort of stuff. But they do get involved in politics.
They do, especially when it comes to unions. Their union, unionizing. Well, they sued. They sued. They had a federal lawsuit over the union using their name in pro-Palestinian literature.
Mm.
So that case, I don't know what the result was, but.
But I mean, they've even had stuff, I think, written on their cups. The actual Starbucks cups that are like very like LGBTQ type stuff. And I personally think it's not wise for these companies to do that because you really are going to alienate some of your customers. And I guess we're seeing this play out. Now, they're also saying that people are just sick of the long lines. They say that's one of the biggest issue. And honestly, the prices, you pay like $7 for a latte.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, they're like, would you like to tip us like 20% for making your $18 latte and coffee that, I mean, no, I don't want to tip for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you see they're standing there watching you fill it out and they flip it back and they can see what you did. And it just almost feels like a shaming thing. And yeah. Obviously, it's not just Starbucks. So many places do this now. Breadco does it.
Yeah. And what I really don't like is you want to round up? No, I don't want to round up. If I want to donate to a charity, I will do it on my own. I am not rounding up.
I know. I just had someone at the grocery store the other day. Someone asked that to me. And then, you know, they'll put the little picture of the kid, the adorable kid. Would you like to round up to help the sick children? I'm like, way to make me feel like a terrible person right now. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Sometimes I will do the rounding up thing. But, you know, it has gotten completely out of hand, this tipping thing. I saw something online saying if I'm standing up to give my order, that's where I draw the line. I'm not tipping. That's a pretty good rule of thumb. I'm not saying it always applies, but if you're like standing up at Breadco, for example, to put your order in and you're not sitting down at a table and having someone come ask you, what would you like?
Mm-hmm.
Then you don't need to tip. Again, not saying that's a hard and fast rule. I'm just saying that was what somebody said. That's how they decide in their head when they're going to tip because it's gotten so out of control.
Yeah.
So anyway. All right. Next hour, we have former Senator John Lamping talk about IP reform because that is going to be a big deal coming up here this week in the Senate. We'll be back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.